It's the male child who is 12 years old. In this particular lifetime, okay, you were bred into a very wealthy family, and the way that you were, for that time period, and the way that you were raised was with a lot of classism. There was a big separation between your family and the rest of the community. You lived in the outskirts, and you were very sheltered from having relationships with other school children. In fact, I see that you were mostly tutored privately. Your parents felt that you going to school with the children who were of a lesser class would have a negative impact on you. You're an extremely intelligent child, very bright. In terms of book learning, you were able to take in a great deal, much more so than your young age. And this was another reason that you were tutored, because the school system was too slow for you. The other thing I see about you here in this lifetime is there is that 10, 12-year-old kind of boyish mischief in there, and a little trickster and like to play tricks. However, your parents were extremely stern, and this was not at all tolerated. So you did it in secrecy, and you did a good job, because you did it a lot, and you didn't get caught but once, and you never got caught again, but it continued. And it's really a good thing, because this is where you found your humor. This is where you found lightness in your life. This is a very oppressive kind of lifestyle for a young boy, because you were so sheltered and it was all about the intellect. There was not a lot. The only type of spiritual or religious input was one of the punishing, like if you don't do this, God's going to punish you type religion. So that was a huge influence in your life then, and it created a lot of fear, actually. I see there was a point where you thought you would actually die and go to hell because of these little trickster things you did. They never really hurt anybody. They were really the fun kind of practical jokes, not harmful. But because there was so much influence about being bad and that God will punish you, that you started to believe that you were going to die very young and go to hell as a result of doing these little tricks. And also because you laughed at them. You had humor about them. And that was very much frowned upon by your father and grandfather, your grandfather as well. So I do see you growing up and moving away and creating your own life in that lifetime, and you remained wealthy. I see you being 28 years old. I see you having a relationship with a woman, and I see children, 3. And you do pass fairly young in that lifetime, about 45 years old. 3 children and a wife and a very successful business. Had to do with, I see a lot of numbers and money, like accounting, bookkeeping. So in this lifetime, how I see this relates,